Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There have been multiple reports. I just saw something last night. I don't even know how this stuff comes to me. I don't even know if it's new or old or AR or what.
You probably look for stuff and the algorithm finds you.
I watch one Kardashian video and I'm being inundated with video. And then I was watching a little bit of that Call Your Daddy podcast. You know that girl?
I know.
I'm not really familiar with her either, but she had, who the hell was it that she had on? Oh, she had Kim on. So I started watching one with Kim a little bit. I can't, it's just not for me. I don't think it's... We're not the key demo for that. But then there was a clip that came up of Aubrey O'Day. You know Aubrey O'Day at all or no? She used to be in... You guys know her, Rami? You know Aubrey O'Day or Hoff? You know her? She had her own group. I don't even know what the hell it was called, but she was famous for Making the Band. It was a TV show on MTV.
Danity Kane.
Hoff. Making the Band that
Top
Diddy...
Top music man. Yeah,
Diddy used to run Making the Band on MTV.
I remember that show.
Put the band together. She was a part of it.
Okay.
And she was on some podcast or something... And was saying detailed story about how she used to be friends with Kim Kardashian, and Kim did in fact date Travis Barker.
How do you do that? You can't do that in the family,
isn't that
man.
Weird?
It's gross. What are we doing?
Now you don't have a brother.
No,
I don't have a brother.
No,
but if
I can promise you, if I did, I'd be first.
Come on.
Oh, man.
PT and Sal, the fan, 8888. I just,
I know, I'm with you. I'm fundamentally opposed to that.
Least,
yeah.
At least the way to do it would be like, look, I dated him, but we were, I was 21, however old she was. I dated him, and that was, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. And, all right, now he's dating my sister. It might be a little awkward, but.
There's so many people out there. Just come on, find somebody else.
Yeah, there's only one Travis Barker.
That's true. High demand.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the sports talk here. Charlie is in Bethpage talking about the Jets. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Charlie.
How we doing, BT?
What's up, buddy?
You had to be happy. Our team played. I think our team played very well last night. I mean, we still lost by 13, but we got to go home after a day of work and watch a competitive game.
Yes.
Not a blowout.
Yeah.
So I was very happy with that.
Happy's a little strong, but I know what you mean. I'm not trying to talk you off that. Yeah. Happy's a bit strong for me, but I got you.
Okay, but with the happiness, then the depression settles in.
Exactly.
After a couple of tequilas, I'm watching they got their quarterback.
Oh.
They got May. And then I'm watching what we have. And I'm watching a second rebuild of the New England Patriots from the Brady days. See, I'm 60, so I've been watching everybody pass my team for how many years?
Yep.
But I watched the Brady rebuild. Now I'm watching this rebuild with New England again. I got to go deal with May for the next 10 years, 15 years like Brady and another great coach. He's going to be there as long as Belichick. And it is kind of tough. Why is everybody doing rebuilds and doing it the right way? And we out in the Meadowlands and at the Jets.
Who's to say you're not getting it right, Charlie? And thank you for the call. You're in the infancy stages of a rebuild. And while you don't want to use the word happy to describe last night's performance or result, you can say you'd be happy or at least excited about the future. Maybe you could find your Drake May in this year's draft or next year's draft. That's the idea here. The Patriots struggled after Tom Brady left for years. It wasn't just 1 year. They were kind of in no man's land for a little bit. Then they had to rebuild. Okay, they got, you want to say they got a little bit lucky and had Drake May? I mean, the Commanders could have had Drake May. They chose Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
So the Patriots were a little fortunate in that regard. They made a mistake with the head coaching hire. It's not like they've been perfect. And then they had the opportunity where Vrabel, if he didn't get fired by the inept Tennessee Titans, Vrabel might not have been available for this job. So
he might be. You know what? By the way, if Mayo was marginally better, I think Vrabel's coaching the Jets. I really do.
Right, because if he had some success last year, would they really blow that up in year one?
It was so bad, like they had to make a move, and then obviously it was serendipitous timing for them where he got whacked by the Titans and he jumped into the advisory role, and of course,
there's
obviously,
luck involved, man.
Timing, luck. 4-13, and now they'll be, 13-4, probably better this year. They've got about a 35% chance to be the top seed in the AFC, which is the highest odds at this point, you know, based on all the schedule stuff. You know, it hit me again last night, and it's hit me more and more and more. And I have admitted this. I really have. Evaluating quarterbacks, it makes my head spin. Like, there's things I thought of, like, there's no doubt this kid's the real deal, and he's a scrub. And the exact opposite. So right. I've been twisted in knots, specifically with the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jets, right? Now, when you watch these quarterbacks, whether it's Mendoza, whether it's Dante Moore, Arch more so for 2027, to me, the one thing that I got to look at now, and really the only thing, because we all know how big they are, how fast they are, how much velo they have on the football, Drake May last night, this is the characteristic that for me is non-negotiable for whomever I draft, all right? You've got to be able to manipulate that pocket. And now it helps if you could actually run like a 4.5 40. I don't even necessarily need that. But the way Drake May, and Brady was great at this, and he was slow, and so was Peyton. The way they shift a foot to the right, 6 inches up, a step back, and they create a pocket. I mean, with a lot of stuff going on around them, hands flying in, getting their jerseys tugged, hey, guys are wide open because they can do that. That is a skill. If you can do that, you could be a star in the NFL.
Rodgers, to me, was the best ever at that.
Fantastic.
In his prime. And I think Jackson Dart has the ability
to do that. I agree with that, too.
That's where you need a quarterback with some mobility and the feel of the pocket and the confidence to remain calm.
Yep.
As opposed to, like, look at Justin Fields.
Look at Fields. The complete, pass the ball.
The complete
you can
opposite.
See it.
You can feel that he feels it. He doesn't want to get hit. He doesn't feel the rush the right time. Just completely afraid to make a decision. Drake May is cool, composed, calm. That's what you want from a quarterback.
He's a stud. And that's a skill that I don't really think that you can teach. I think if you're deficient at that, you might be able to become maybe average, but you're never going to become great at that if that's not inherently there.
Nicholas is in Massapequa. What's up, Nick?
Hi, Sal. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Nick.
Just, you know, I'm up and down with Thursday night, but like, I get where this team is going. They're in a rebuild, and I know it's going to take time, but this is like the fifth time that they've rebuilt since 2010. This team has had so many bad picks, and I get this isn't the regime that did it, but why should I believe in this? I mean, I really don't know about Aaron Glenn as the coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get what you guys are saying, but how are you, after a timeout, and the next play you have 12 men on the field on defense after a timeout? Like, what? Are you kidding me? And then you have to have the coach go out there. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to name the quarterback. Oh, I'm not going to tell you the injury report. That's just part of your job. I get you're trying to toy with the media and all that.
Well, hold on, Nick.
This is a part. I'm sorry.
No need to apologize. I don't think that he's trying to toy with the media. I would just push back on the way you describe that. I think he's trying to create like an air of separation for his team.
Trying to remain in control.
Yes, that's another way to say it. I don't think he's purposely trying to be, you know, a prick. Well, maybe, but not trying to play. He's not trying to play a game. There's a purpose behind that.
I understand what you guys are saying.
Okay.
But I can't trust this franchise. I mean, this owner is terrible.
He's the worst.
And the fact that he is the worst owner in all of North America sports. And for him to be in, because he was in the stadium for that show, he looked like he couldn't care. He cares more about NFLPA gradings going away than his own football team. I am sick of this owner. I don't believe in this team. They need a new coach. They need a new quarterback.
Coach.
And we need a new owner.
Wow.
I don't believe in this coach.
All right,
well,
man.
Let me finish this quick. I respect you guys. I just want to finish this.
Yeah,
this owner, I cannot trust this team in this rebuild with an owner like this. He's way over his head. He's too hands-on. And I can't trust this team anymore.
Nick, hold on. Let me ask you this, Nick. Nick. You a Knicks fan or no? I hope you are. Yes?
No, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Charlotte Hornets fan.
What? Okay, gee.
How'd that happen?
A little mugsy?
Starter jacket turn you into a Hornets fan?
Dude, they had sweet gear. Yeah. They really did.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to get off.
No, it's okay. And Nick, I was gonna ask you, thank you for the call there, Nick. If you would have said, yes, I am a Knicks fan, I would have said, well, how did you view Dolan when Isaiah and Larry Brown and, you know, Chaney was getting sent in a taxi and, you know, rest in peace, Lenny Wilkins, and one of us, by the way, New York legend, recently passed away. Great player, great coach. So, you know, I just want to be sure mm-hmm. I say that the right way. But didn't work out with Lenny. Like, did you think that he had that in him? I'm talking about Dolan, to stay out of the way. I mean, he was vilified more than Woody because, like, just the way he would sit courtside. Like, we react to Woody, the losses. We reacted to Dolan. It was the losses and the body language and the personality. I think it was even more negative energy toward Dolan. And he figured things out. You just have to hire smart people and let them do their job. And you got to hope that this was finally the right hire with smart people with Muji and Glenn.
If you're still feeling that way now, and that's understandable, you're entitled to feel however you want. What I would recommend is go find another team to root for. Take maybe the Panthers. I mean, you're already a Hornets fan. Why not just root for the Panthers? Well, you're banging your head against the wall. The owner's not selling the team. Forget that. And don't look at what was or what you think might happen. Look at what is. Somehow, Aaron Glenn has been able to lead this team to two victories, which is two more than I thought that they were going to get after their performance against the Panthers. They're headed in the right direction. You could see it progressively getting better with no quarterback. They have a quarterback that can't throw the football, and yet they're still being competitive and getting better. The penalties, I know that they have some penalties, but they've been cleaned up. It is not just an exercise in futility and ineptitude when you're watching this team play football. That's not the case anymore. There's reason to at least be hopeful and say, all right, I don't believe in it, but I'm starting to see signs that maybe prove me wrong. Let's see how this plays out. And it will happen next year. You see what happens whatever the rest of this year, trying to finally build that foundation in year one. As soon as the draft comes this year. That's something to be excited about from a Jet fan perspective.
I am excited. And instead of looking at like Adam Gase on Sunday, who looked like he was hopped up on pain meds and he was just spacing out, certainly at the press conference. I'm not saying that he was hopped up on, but he just had no presence in what I'm saying. And Robert Saleh, who's like, you know, a linebacker in body, but in terms of spirit, he was like a cheerleader. Like, the guy just had no bite. Like, that's all he was. He was, and I don't mean feminine.
Yeah. No,
I mean, he was just a
male
cheerleader. Yeah. Well, for sure. Yeah. All he did was cheer. Hey, good play. Aaron Glenn actually lights people up. And how about this? These are the little things that matter. And I know it doesn't do a lot for you today, but Quincy Williams. Quincy Williams' brother was just traded, and I'm fine by that because I think he's kind of going the wrong way, whatever, in Quinnen, in terms of Q. Quincy, his brother was dealt, and he lost his job. And what did he do? He said the right thing, and in the two games since he got benched, he's played his ass off.
Yeah.
That's not a little evidence that the coach is having some impact? Yeah. I think it is.
I would not look at this. I get it. It's frustrating. I know you've had enough. I would not look at this as a negative thing here. Year one with a new regime should be evaluation, and considering where they were after the first 7 weeks, to dig out of that rather quickly over the last 3-4 weeks, including the bye, I think that's encouraging, not to mention all the picks that Muji has him set up to really build this thing out the right way as soon as next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.